Hi, welcome back to AR Zone. I'm your host, Carolyn Bailey. These continuing interviews on intersectional veganism and related issues are in association with VegFest UK. In today's interview, Roger and I are joined by our very special guest, Raven Whittaker. Raven is a ninth grade homeschool student who chose to go vegan in 2017 after attending her second Triangle VegFest. She's been the co-host and co-producer of numerous podcasts dating back to 2012. She's looking forward to the continuing pursuits of her interests in music, dance, film, photography, writing, journalism, and outside of the arts. Raven is an advocate for Black lives and is very proud to be so. She's also an advocate for human rights in general and the rights of other animals. She joins us today to speak about that and about her essay in the new book, Veganism in an Oppressive World. Raven, thanks for joining us and welcome to AR Zone.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Raven, could we begin by you please telling our listeners what it was about visiting Triangle Veg Fest that led you to become vegan?
I can remember the general atmosphere and the acceptance in the community for those who had not transitioned or even had no purposes of transitioning to go vegan. And they also had a few posters and they stated facts about speciesism in regards to the comparison of pigs and dogs and just general animals that people called for the abusement of them to stop while others are eaten. And I kind of made my own connection there that I was guilty of doing the same thing. And it was in my personal life I had the power to stop because my sister was a vegan herself. And we live in a supportive household where veganism is supported. And I generally just thought that it would be good to go vegan and try something different.
Congratulations. I think you made a lovely choice. How important, you mentioned that it was, it had a lot to do with feeling accepted and included in the community. How important is that to somebody who's not vegan to not feel alienated, to feel kind of accepted and encouraged?
I think that the misconceptions with a lot of vegans is that they are very forward in their views. And while that can be true, of course, just as any other activist would be, they are not as harsh as people, or the vegans that I've met are not as harsh in terms of saying what you have ate and how they put you on a different level that they are on. It never felt or feels like that in my experiences. Especially there, it was very just accepting and a great environment to be in for vegans and non-vegans alike. And I think that a lot of non-vegans should experience that to see that veganism is not only to discourage people from going vegan, it is to do the opposite and say you can also be vegan if possible for you to do so through changes in your lifestyle.
Absolutely, I really agree with you. Raven, I mentioned in your intro that you're an advocate for Black lives as well as for human rights in general and for the rights of other animals. In your essay in the book, you said that you have the privilege of having the resources to grasp not only the concept of peace for one group, but also that of peace for multiple groups at once. I really like that quote. Can you elaborate a little on it? Because I know that you've chosen to work against oppression from the moment you realised that it was all interconnected. And I also know that you're an inspiring reminder that we can all work against oppression of humans and of other animals consistently and at the same time. So why is doing this important to you? And why is it also vital for other vegans to do the same?
I think that the vegan community, the parts that I have seen on social media, tend to speak on a lot of issues revolving animals, which is a great point because I do the same. And while doing that, there are comparisons that can be made, countless comparisons in certain aspects of the ways that humans were treated, and especially when it comes to race and just general treatment of biases and discrimination. And the communities that I see occasionally on Twitter or Facebook do tend to only align the treatment that animals face in terms of cruelty to animals. And I do think that it is very important to realize that not only were animals held captive in zoos, but humans were as well. And the thought is sickening and should be talked about in reference to the fact that humans and animals are alike in a lot of ways, in that they have both been through so much oppression alike.
Absolutely. Well said, Raven. And something I've noticed is that when we tend to ignore human rights issues, or if we allow racism or ableism to be part of our advocacy, what we're doing is we're rejecting people of colour and we're rejecting people with disabilities. And that's just all we're doing, is just turning people away.
I think that that also comes in play with the general atmosphere at the festival, where people were speaking on many forms of rights for animals and humans alike. I heard discussions made on LGBTQ plus rights and rights for humans in general regarding race. And it was a lovely day. And I think that when vegans do put themselves in a different box and only align themselves in animal activism, it does repel people from other activism to join in and find their own way to combine the multiple ways of activism.
Absolutely, yeah. In your essay, Raven, you speak of a world peace we all seem to yearn for. You say it's no longer easy to simply fall on such an easy solution. What does world peace look like to you now?
I think that world peace is a difficult thing to reach, but an easier thing to envision. And for me, I think that world peace would be, of course, humans and being content with who we are, and therefore no longer feeling the need to degrade others for being themselves, along with that of animals, and accepting all animals regardless of their species, and not being, as humans, ignorant to the concept that we do have to make many lifestyle changes in order to reach world peace. And that comes from looking within yourself in ways that you treat other humans, and if possible to do so, the ways that you do in your diet and abusement towards animals, if that is something that you have ever done. And I think that a lot of people overlook those obstacles that we have to first tackle before reaching world peace.
How important is it to you that we give a voice as a movement to young people, but at the same time, how important do you think it is that we also respect and learn from the work of those who've come before us?
This is a very important issue to me because I am of a generation that is different from that of my parents and their parents and so on. But I think that one of the things that I have heard from people who are older than I am is that younger people tend to disregard the work that they have done. And I cannot speak for everyone, but myself, along with many people who fall into the generation that I am of do not ever wish to erase what they have done, because we are only trying to add on to theirs and give our own take on what is happening in our world that we see as ours right now. And we only hope to add on to what they did, because their legacy is wonderful, and we could only hope to have a legacy as great as theirs, in that they tackled so many issues so bravely. And I really hope that we can work together in showing the thoughts of people who come from generations before us, and that of us now and the later generations to come.
That's fantastic, Raven. I love your attitude. If you could give a message to the wider animal advocacy community, is there something that you would say that would help us understand what's required of us to be more inclusive?
I think that the main thing that I would like to say to people who are advocating for animals is that to be an animal advocate, you do not have to only advocate for the lives of animals. You can advocate for the lives of people of color and the lives of the people in the LGBTQ plus community and so on. Young people who are facing issues in their community and older people who are facing issues in their communities. And the thought that to be an animal advocate, you must only advocate for animals, is something that I am seeing a lot more lately. And I really hope to debunk that in saying that you can advocate for what you would like to say and have be heard in general, speaking to that of our current world, and not box yourself in because you feel as if you do, because you can still be an animal advocate while advocating for so many other things and connecting all of them together to form your own way of activism.
I think that's wonderful advice, Raven. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. We really appreciate it. And I also want to take this opportunity to thank you for everything that you're doing to make the world a better place.
Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome.
No member of the animal kingdom nurses past maturity. No member of the animal kingdom ever did a thing to me. Why don't eat red meat or white meat?